The point here is that this happened in spite of the increase in both manpower, boots on the ground, and deportations that was going on at exactly that same time under Obama. And then when the Mexican economy began to pick up last year, that helped stem the tide from coming from Mexico. I think the moral is it's sometimes about what's happening on this side of the border, but not always.
At the same time, people hear a figure like 40%, and I'm sure they're wondering, could this be different?
That's a good question. I mean, this, it could be different. This is a big decline. And if it continues, we may start to see its effect on the construction and agricultural industries in this country. For example, here in Texas, housing construction is booming and contractors are having trouble expanding as fast as they'd like. It's no secret here anyway, that a significant number of these men framing these homes and picking fruits and vegetables are unauthorized immigrants. If employers lose access to cheap labor, Americans are going to pay more for the products they produce. It's straightforward economics.